Good afternoon. Welcome to the FactSet Weekly Market Recap. Today is Friday, April 19th. U.S. equities ended mostly lower this week as the market struggled to shake off more hawkish repricing of Fed rate cut expectations and geopolitical volatility in the Middle East. The Nasdaq sharply underperformed the other indices, while the S&P 500 logged its sixth straight losing session for the first time since October of 2022. Big tech was lower with weakness in Netflix and Tesla. Other underperformers included semis equipment, software, hospitals, medtech, building materials, refiners, trucking, and biotech. Outperformers included metals and miners, managed care, airlines, insurance, tobacco, and auto parts retailers. Treasuries were mostly weaker, with yields up across the curve. Dollar index was slightly higher, with USD stronger on the yen. Gold was up 1.7%. Oil ended the week down 4% in very volatile trading on Iran and Israel tensions. Crude is now at levels it was at prior to the April 1st Israeli strike on the Iranian consulate. The market narrative this week was largely defined by more hawkish repricing of Fed rate cut expectations with an undercurrent of heightened war tensions in the Middle East. The big focus was on Israel's anticipated response to the Iran's drone and missile barrage last weekend and the potential for a tit-for-tat escalation scenario. Ultimately, Israel carried out a very limited retaliation, which Iran declined to respond to. Geopolitics was a big theme in general this week, with Biden calling for increased tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum, and also reimposing oil sanctions on Venezuela. Regarding the Fed, recent Fed speak supplied ongoing support for the higher-for-longer rate narrative, with Powell noting this week that recent data has shown a lack of further progress on inflation. In other Fed commentary, Fed Vice Chair Jefferson said the economy remains strong, and he raised the possibility of holding if inflation remains more persistent than expected. Goolsbee noted that progress on inflation has stalled. Richmond's Barkin repeated the hawkish messaging, saying CPI data has not been supportive of a soft landing and that the Fed should be patient. Elsewhere, Meester and Bowman also highlighted that there's no rush to cut, with Bowman saying only time will tell if rates are sufficiently restrictive. Kashkari said rate cuts may need to be delayed until after 2024. Ultimately, this week's Fed speak did little to shift the already lower market expectations for two 2024 cuts, likely beginning in September. Beyond more hawkish Fed commentary and volatile geopolitics, some other bearish narratives from this week included a big retail sales beat, flagging AI tailwinds as Nvidia and SOX were both in corrections, stretched systematic long positioning, and spiking volatility with the VIX at six-month highs. However, bulls would likely highlight deeply oversold conditions, with only 28% of S&P constituents remaining above the 50-day moving averages. Also, economic data continues to show a strong consumer and labor market. For economic data releases this week, March retail sales beat, while ex-autos and fuel and control group sales were also ahead. The New York Fed's April Empire Manufacturing Survey printed below a consensus, with prices paid index moving up 5 points, while prices received remained steady. Jobless claims were in line with estimates. March housing starts came in below estimates, falling month over month, while February's was upwardly revised. March existing home sales beat consensus, while median price up for the ninth straight month on year-over-year basis. Elsewhere, March U.S. industrial production was in line with consensus. Finally, the Philadelphia Fed Manufacturing Index was notably stronger and had its highest reading since April of 2022. The prices paid index jumped from 3.7 in March to 23 in April, the highest since December of 2023. Early earnings season continued this week with some notable reporters. Netflix, down 10.8%, report a beat with sub-ads ahead of consensus, though revenue guidance disappointed. Taiwan Semiconductor, down 10.4%, highlighted demand strength for AI data center applications, though cautioned macro-related demand risks. Goldman Sachs had a big earnings beat, with FICC a standout. Morgan Stanley, up 5.2%, beat as IB unit saw strong underwriting trends. Bank of America beat on higher revenues and lower provisions. American Express up 5.9% as their quarter one earnings report was largely in line, though non-interest revenue was weak. United Airlines is up 22.9% as quarter one results were better and quarter two EPS guide beat. J.B. Hunt missed with revenue weakness across intermodal and truckload. J&J slightly bumped up sales guidance. Elevance Health was helped by better-than-expected MLR, and raised full-year guidance. Equifax is down 12.4% as revenue was a touch light, and quarter two guidance disappointed. PNC NII light, and next Q guidance underwhelmed. D.R. Horton reported strong demand and closing trends. Las Vegas Sands posted a slight beat, though some focus on weaker Macau results. Alaska Air EPS decline was better than feared. ASML revenue missed, and quarter two guidance was soft. Travelers faced higher CAT losses and decelerating commercial lines pricing. Beyond earnings, Apple iPhone sales were down 10% year-over-year in quarter one, according to a report. Tesla's preparing to cut headcount by more than 10%. Supermicro Computer is down 20.5% as the company announced their quarter three results date, but didn't offer guidance as it has done in the past. Eli Lilly's weight loss drug Zepbound showed promise as a sleep apnea treatment. Salesforce is in advanced talks to acquire Informatica. Paramount was up on headlines that Sony and Apollo Global Management could be considering a joint bid. Live Nation Entertainment is reportedly being hit with a DOJ antitrust lawsuit. Planet Fitness named a new CEO. That's it for this edition of the FactSet Weekly Market Recap. Have a good weekend, everyone.